Those who stood firm against the killing of men under any circumstance could find themselves on trial, as indeed happened to Basil Burton of Ware, who was accused of desertion. Burton was tried at the City of London Guildhall Police Court on 24th of June 1916. He pleaded not guilty. Police Sergeant Arthur Hopkins stated that he arrested the accused at 4 o'clock on the previous day at the Friends Meeting House, Bishopsgate. He told him that he had reason to believe that the accused was an absentee under the provisions of the Military Service Act, and asked if he had any explanation. Burton said that he had none, other than a conscientious objection to serving in the army. He was then taken to the police station where he was charged.
Do you wish to ask the witness any questions?
No.
Richard Thorne, Superintendent Clerk of the Recruiting Office, Hertford, gave evidence.
I have no personal knowledge of the accused. I produce a blue card, which is a copy of the registration on the 15th of August 1915, the age being shown as 19, with the address 7 Bellevue Road, Ware. I sent a notice calling up the defendant on the 28th of May last. I posted to the above address. It was not returned. I produced a copy of the notice. The defendant had appealed to the County Appeals Tribunal, but this appeal was dismissed on the 25th of May. The local tribunal at Ware found he had a conscientious objection and ordered him to join up for non-combatant service.
How do you prove his absence?
I send him a form.
That is not evidence. How do you prove that the man to whom you sent the form did not turn up?
I have none.
You have the procedure before you, sir, stating the kind of evidence that has to be brought.
There is no evidence that he did not turn up. Do you wish to ask any questions of the witness?
There is one small point of accuracy only. I appeared before the appeal tribunal on the 17th of May and not the 25th.
Do you admit that you didn't turn up to answer the call?
Yes.
Have you any reason?
The Military Service Act recognises and provides for the conscientious objector. As such, I appeared before the Ware Local Tribunal on March the 3rd and was exempted from combatant duty. As I could not accept this decision, since it would enforce me to directly assist others to do that which I believe to be wrong, I appealed to the Hertfordshire County Tribunal, before which I appeared on March the 18th at Hitchin. The appeal tribunal allowed the decision of the local tribunal to stand, but at the same time referred me to the local representative of the Board of Agriculture to take up work on the land. Leave to appeal to the central tribunal was refused. I had some correspondence with the appeal tribunal regarding their suggestion of my taking up working on the land, with the result that I applied that my certificate, exempting me from combatant duty only, might be varied to enable me to take up agriculture. I appeared before the local Ware Tribunal on the 5th of May, but could not obtain the required variation. So I was dismissed, leaving me exempted from combatant duty only. In each case, when applying for an exemption, I endeavoured to make it clear that, in loyalty to what I believe to be right, I cannot undertake
any... All I have to decide is why you did not join up. Were you ill or not?
My statement answers your questions. To endeavour to settle dispute with machine guns is, I believe, unchristian. God is love, and when men know him and realise that he is the father of all, war will be impossible.
This is all very interesting, but it does not help. I want to know why you didn't join up.
May I continue?
Yes.
In conclusion, believing as I stated that war is unchristian, and having duly claimed exemption to which I, as a conscientious objector, am entitled by an act of Parliament, and as I have never joined the forces, I plead I cannot be guilty of desertion.
Have you anything to say why you didn't join up on the 31st of May?
Yes, I plead I cannot join up.
That's all beside the mark. Why didn't you join up? If you'd been a patriotic, manly fellow, you would have joined up. Your views do not exempt you from service to the state. Have you any reason beyond a conscientious reason?
No.
You're fined 40 shillings. Is there an escort here?
This concluded the trial, and Burton was taken away and imprisoned.